So apropos of the Ramban here in the beginning of Parshas Truma, we saw the Ramban in Parshas Ekev, at the end of Parshas Ekev, about the Ladovka Bo, where the Ramban suggests that the basic level of the mitzvah, the Ladovka Bo means with one's machshavas. So the basic level of the mitzvah is that one's thoughts should turn to Hashem, not turn to Avodah Zarah. When one experiences need, is looking for help. So one's thoughts should be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not towards Avodah Zarah. Then the Ramban says again, this mitzvah of dveikus b'machshava on a higher level means not just when a person is davening, looking for Yeshua, whatever the case may be, but at all times, every waking moment, on its highest level, the mitzvah of dveikus is that lo tipard machshavtucha mimena b'lechtucha v'derech uv'shoch b'chov kumecha. Now the Ramban talks about the mitzvah of dveikus again in Sefer Mitzvahs, or earlier, I guess, in Sefer Mitzvahs. So the Rambam has in Mitzvah Sasei Vav, the Rambam has that Hamitzvah Hashishas, Mitzvah Vav in the Rambam. So the Rambam says he quotes a Sifri. It's not Sifri, a Gemara in Ksubis, that the mitzvah of Uvel Sidbuk is to keep company with Chachamim. To keep company with Chachamim in a way that will help us mold our actions, pattern our actions along the lines of their actions, and to adopt and cultivate beliefs in accordance with their beliefs. Onmu v'chi efshe lo la'odam hidavik b'shchina v'hoksiv ki Hashem alokecha esh ochlohu ela kol hanosi v'as talmid chachamim v'hamasi bito l'talmid chachamim v'hamahanehu min achosav kilo nidvak b'shchina. That's what the Rambam says. The Ramban says as follows: v'hanira elai ki hakosav hazeh uvo sidbok. Right, how does the pasuk go in Ekev? As Hashem alokecha tira, oso savod, uvo sidbok, uvishmo tishaveya. I think that's how the pasuk goes. As Hashem alokecha tira, oso savod, uvo sidbok, uvishmo tishaveya. And then you have the other pasuk, the one at the end of Parshas Ekev, of le'avos Hashem alokecha lo'lachas b'chod rochav u'ledovka bo. V'hanira elai, says the Ramban, this is the Ramban on Mitzvah Sasei Zayin, the Hasogos and Mitzvah Sasei Zayin in Sefer Mitzvos. Ki hakosav hazel vo sidbog mitzvah shenishava b'shmo l'kaye mitzvosav yisbarach u'lehazir or u'lehizohir min aver. Excuse me. Sorry. Va'oso savod ba'asiyas ha-mitzvos uvosidbak she'tadbik nafshecha el mitzvosa ve'alavodaso utezarez osa elav b'shvuos ve'isarem l'kayim chavtso v'yesh lecha v'shus l'hishava v'shmo l'kayim kodova. So the Ramban says, Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, so the Yira will ensure Zahirus in Mitzvahs La'asase. Oso Savod means Mitzvahs Esei, and then the Torah says, how should we I don't know if ensure or how should we, what efforts should we make in that direction to try to ensure that we'll be mekayim the mitzvos? Ubo tidbak shetadbik nafshecha el mitzvosav uvishmoti shaveya, that you should adopt measures such as being nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah to ensure that dveikus ba'avodaso. So here the Ramban defines ubo sidbak as to adopt measures shetadvik nafshecha mitzvosav such as ubishmoti shaveya. Right, he, referring to the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Ches, the Minayin Shenishbon L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah Shenema, Nishbati V'Akayema, says David HaMelech, Lishbon Mishpatei Tzidkecha. So Uvo Sidbak, again, Shetadbik Nafshecha El Mitzvosav, that you should adopt measures that will have you Dovek B'Mitzvosav, And specifically, Lehishava Vishma, Nishbati Vakayema. Bekofal Od Mitzvah Be'inyan Hadveka, again, continuing here in the Ramban Rabbosai, Bekofal Od Mitzvah Be'inyan Hadveka, Omer La'avas Hashem Elokechem, Olechas Bechol Duracha V'Lodavka Bo, Umimenu, this is where the Sifri and the Gemara in Ksuvah's Darshan, what the Rambam quoted, Hidavik b'chachamim u'v'salmidehem. So the Pshut El Shel Mikra earlier in Parshas Ekev suggests that the means for dveikus, the measures of dveikus, is u'bishmo tishaveya. But then Chazal say, no, it's hidavik b'chachamim u'v'salmidehem. And then a third is v'od amusham. The Sifri has yet another drasha, l'mo divei hagoda. Shemitoch Hagada Ata Makis Misha Ama Vahoya Ha'olam Mizdabik Bidrachav. Vahaklal Shiyitsu Bidvekas Hazo, Shiyishabela Chachamim Vilmo Hachachmos Hamoilos, Liavo Sashem Yizbach Vallachas Bidrachav. Vahafal Pisha Hamidrashim Chalukim Bishne Absukim Ha'elu, Lo Nimna Uvo Sidbach Mitzvah Achaz Lodavka Ba Mitzvah Acharas. Aval nimna mitzvah achas lehidavik bo yizbach b'chol minei hadveika. So a person, again, should put in place measures. He should make efforts that will make sure that he'll be dovek in avodas Hashem, whether it's being nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvahs, whether it's opening himself up to the influence of Chachamim v'Talmidehem, whether it's the effect that learning the Divrei Agadato will have upon him. Not clear at all how the Ramban here sort of integrates, or if it integrates at all, with the Ramban al Torah in terms of the Pshat and Dveikus. Again, the Ramban al Torah, Dveikus certainly means b'machshava. On its basic level, is lo tiparid machshavtecha min Hashem to turn to Avodah Zarah. And on a higher level, it means, again, for the Anshei Maila, it means Lo Tipar Machshavtecha at all. That every waking moment. Here the Ramban means to take measures to be dovek by Avodas Hashem. I don't know. It's a different mahalach, and I don't know that it doesn't degrade. It seems to be just be a different pshat and dveikus here. In the Rambam Kimaduma, there's, again, just Meinyan here, you have the following. The Rambam, the same thing he has in Sefer Mitzvahs, he writes in Hilchos Deos as well. So both in Sefer Mitzvahs and here in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam makes the point of saying k'day l'lmud b'maaseihem, meaning this isn't tame mitzvah. This is the mitzvah itself. It's not that the tame mitzvah of l'davik b'chachamim is so that he'll be influenced, he'll learn. No, this is the mitzvah itself. It's not in the realm of timing mitzvah. Shenamu vo sidbak v'chi efshel la'adam lehidavek v'shchina alakachomu chachamim b'ferish mitzvah zo hidavek b'chachamim b'salmideihem. The pshat in this drush is Chazal again. Va'atem advegim Hashem alokechem chayim kolchem hayom. Chiyav shel debukei b'shchina, v'oksiv ki Hashem alokech ha'esh ochla, el lo kol amasi bita l'talmud chochem, etc. Ma'alo olav akosiv ki ilu midabek b'shchina. Kayotze b'adov v'ata omer la'avos Hashem alokech u'ladovkava, v'chiyav shel odom nidabek b'shchina, Ela kol amasi bita l'talmud chachamim v'chulu malo v'kosim gilu midabek b'shchina. So when the Gemara poses the question, what does it mean to be dovek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the way the Gemara phrases it is, how can you be dovek b'shchina? The Gemara could have said, how can you be dovek b'malchum? How can you be dovek b'Hashem? The way that the Gemara phrases the question is v'chi efsha l'dibukei b'shchina. So Yitachen, according to the Rambam, the Pshat in the Gemara is like this, that Rabbi Yehuda has a tshuva where he was asked, well, what does it mean when we talk about the Shechina? What does it mean when we talk about the Shechina? So he answered by quoting what the Rambam says. Again, I don't think he meant to imply that everyone agrees with the Rambam necessarily, but he answered the question by referencing there's a parak in the Mara where the Rambam says what it means when Chazal speak of the Shechina. So the Rambam says it means either of two things. Either it means that there's some kind of Or HaNivra, some kind of sort of miraculous Or that's visible, as in Vayera Kvod Hashem. What does it mean, Vayera Kvod Hashem? What does it mean that the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, again, this sort of miraculous light. But the other thing that the Rabbi Yehuda quotes from the Rambam, that what Shechina means is when there's a special hashgacha. When you say that the Shechina is somewhere, it means that there's a special hashgacha. Special hashgacha. It's kol mokum shegalu Yisrael is galsa shechina imahen, means that even when we're in galus, so there is a special hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exercises over Knesset Yisrael. Now, the mitzvah of v'halachta b'drachav, that we should act in the way that we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu was acting, is basically that we should imitate the Darkei HaHashgacha. Right? That's where we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting either in terms of what he embedded in natural law, so that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. Or the other way we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting in terms of Halachta B'drachav is the Darkei HaHashgacha. So now, according to the Rambam, the Pshat is very good. V'atem advegim b'Hashem Elokeichem u'ledof kavo. So the Gemara doesn't even ask. I mean, obviously a person is not literally Dovek B'Hashem. So what does it mean? So what it means is Lidavek B'Shechina. How is a person Nidvek B'Shechina? How does a person Dovek B'Darkei HaHashgacha? So if he's Misdavek B'Chachomim U'V'Salmideihem and he's Lomid B'Maaseihem, so then he'll be Nidvak B'Shechina. Then he will be developing and acting in the ways of the Darkei HaShechina. And then the Pshat in our Pasuk here at the end of Parshas Ekev, L'alechas b'chol drachav l'dof kavo, is very good. L'alechas b'chol drachav, and how do you accomplish the l'alechas b'chol drachav? By the u'ula dovka bo. That seems to be how the Rambam understood this drasha. Okay, we'll switch to brachas.